November.
And now, it's time for your Arizona Sports Starting Five.
That race is gearing up for the Maui Invitational.
You can't go to work without knowing these yes, five huge stories.
Bring it, Vinny.
Here's Doug Franz and Ron Wolfley.
Hi, Vince.
Number five.
Number five this morning, will Ron Wolfley be going back to Europe or going back to Mexico City? There's something to keep your eye on. The Atlanta Falcons announced that they are going to be part of an international game next year. So one of their eight home games is leaving Atlanta. Here's why you need to know this. Who are their opponents next year? They will play three teams from their own division. They will play the Lions, Broncos, Raiders, Bears at home. And they will play at home one team from the NFC West who finishes in the same position they are.
Okay, so it's no guarantee.
Right now, they're in fourth place, and the Cardinals are in fourth place. That means there's a 1-8 shot, and probably not going to be a divisional game, so I'll guess a 1-4 or 1-5 shot.
Okay,
you got a 20% chance to have to go to Mexico City or London.
Douglas, you had me at leaving Atlanta. Sounds like a good novel name, doesn't it?
Number four.
Number four this morning, Reese Davis, the reaction to the newest college football playoff rankings, LSU, Ohio State, Clemson, Georgia.
I said the same thing in the open to our ranking show, that three are all but locked away, and everybody's fighting for one, maybe up to eight teams. I think the most compelling scenario is, what would you do with a two-loss SEC champion, Georgia, if Georgia were to lose to Auburn or A&M, yet beat LSU in the championship game?
You know what's interesting? Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, they are not in. Number five, the Crimson Tide. Can't wait to hear Nick Saban go off on this.
There'll be teams that eliminate each other, but right now, if you care, your Fiesta Bowl would be LSU, Georgia.
Oh, ooh, baby.
Come on.
Taste it.
Number three.
Number three this morning, Jay Feely, Nostradamus. David Johnson, did you see a decline?
Well, I'll be honest with you, I'm not very surprised. I saw it coming in the preseason, and I think if there's one thing that you point to me as an analyst looking at it, yes, he had injuries, but he also got paid.
Wow. The ramifications of Jay Feely. Didn't see that coming on a Quasimodo Wednesday.
Number two.
A record was set last night, and I do think it's one of those records that will never be beaten in the history of hockey. Because of the ignorance of the NHL, and they actually believe that there's a Maryland-Missouri border, the Coyotes had to play a back-to-back last night. But it just so happened as it was against the reigning two teams that are champions of their conference.
I see.
And they became the first team in hockey history to play the two Stanley Cup teams in a back-to-back and beat them both. They beat the Nationals two nights ago and the Blues last night.
We're going to talk to John Chyka today, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be an interesting conversation, especially with the extension.
Number one.
And the number one thing you need to know about last night's, wow.
Told our guys, when they fight like that, it's hard for me to argue. You know, I'm sure if we won the game, they'd be saying the same thing I'm saying. So our guys fought their tails off tonight. We had a chance. We missed a layup at one point to go up, I think. We had some open threes down the stretch. We just came up short.
Has the city of Phoenix ever been so happier with their sons after they lost to the Lakers? That's next on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.